Hello, and welcome to my rhetorical analysis on the reading brain in the digital age, the science of papers versus screen. Today I'll be going over the author of the article, the audience which he directs it to, the purpose of this article, and the context of this article. To start off, Farish Jabbar, the author of the reading brain in the digital age, the science of papers versus screens, is a very well-known writer. He is an experienced writer who has written for multiple sites like The New Yorker, New York Times, and Scientific American. He is still currently writing and is very well known for his scientific pieces. He has a Bachelor's of Science from Tufts University and has a Master's in Journalism from New York University. His goal of this article was to reach out to educators and avid readers, who are the primary audience of this article. He wants to let educators know the effects of reading on a paper versus a screen, and then the consequences of reading on a screen. He claims something in the text provides a study done with backup points. He tells the audience that his claims are not of his personal views, but ones developed through information. He backs all of his claims up with studies and has written a well-written article. The purpose of Farish Jabbar to write this article was to inform the people the science behind of reading on a screen versus a book. He advocates for reading on a book, as reading on a screen can have consequences of comprehension and or just remembering everything about it. He states that reading on a book, you will remember more than reading on a screen, and reading on a screen can have short-term and long-term effects. The article was written in the spring of 2013, so the information is still relevant because not many studies have been done on this topic since then. He summarized a lot of studies and puts it all together in one article. His latest study was done in 2013, which makes his article very up-to-date, and especially for the time he posted it, the results were extremely up-to-date, being only about 4 months after that. We don't know if there's any more information being done on the study, but this is the latest we have seen. This piece of writing is an essay. Jabbar uses an interesting and funny story to introduce to the interest of the people of the article. It is very well written and easy to follow, and is much easier to comprehend. And even though it is on a screen, you get to comprehend most of it. Farish Jabbar does a very good job at reading or writing this article, and it has been very well. Thank you.